Earlham Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello again, and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. I'm very excited now because on Saturday there's a massive occasion. It's the final, the national final no less, of the Cricketer National Village Cup. It's played at the home of cricket at Lord's, and we have Hertfordshire-based representatives. Redbourne versus the Herefordshire team of Colwell in the final this Saturday, the 19th, of the Cricketer National Village Cup final. To tell us about the story of their tournament and to build up for this massive national occasion, we're joined now by Redbourne's own Will Hales. Will, welcome to Verulam Sport. How are you?
Thanks, Tony. Yeah, I'm great, thanks. Still very excited for Saturday. Yeah, good. Thanks.
Well, I can well imagine a national final. Goodness me. And I tell you what, it's going to be a massive occasion. Sadly, of course, for understandable reasons, there can be no fans in. But goodness me, to play at the home of cricket, just think of all those greats that have graced that arena over the years. And you're representing Hertfordshire and representing Redbourne on Saturday. How amazing.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Really sunk in, yeah. I think today is the first day where it's kind of suddenly become real, where we got to the wicket today. And that kind of really set it in that, you know, that we are actually going to be playing at Lord's. It's just extraordinary.
Absolutely. A national final, I think, open to over 300 clubs. And, you know, you guys have had to be road warriors to get there, playing seven rounds and only one home occasion. So, again, it's been a surreal year, hasn't it, 2020? But it just gives a reflection of this squad's character, I think, that you've made it to this landmark national occasion. Just give us a few of your highlights from the early phases of the tournament.
Yeah, no, well, we certainly didn't think we got to the draw when we sort of worked out that we weren't going to have a home game to build the quarterfinal. So that was kind of, after getting through the initial Hertfordshire rounds, that was kind of where we set our goals. That was to get that home quarterfinal, and then anything there was a bonus. We also had Reed at first round. So
defending champions,
luckily
weren't right?
Playing their first. Exactly. So Reed wasn't done. Got through that one. Had a lot of young guys playing that day, and it was great to see them kind of playing the competition. Probably highlight was the final playing against Lang, championship team. Obviously, we're down in Division Two, so we ended up pretty comfortable there, and kind of that gave us a huge amount of confidence that we could beat at kind of any level.
But as you say,
great away trip to Brighton and a home quarterfinal.
Well, there we go. And goodness me, again, great to see the youngsters coming through and doing the business. But again, such a challenging run that you guys have had to kind of overcome. You know, again, in the, I think in the regional rounds, 1996 runners-up, you've already mentioned them, championship team Langbury. We mentioned, of course, defending champs Reed, who had to field their second team, but nevertheless, that is a quality outfit playing in the Hearts Premier Division. And then, you know, in the fifth round, 2009 winners, no less, away at Glynde and Beddingham. So it's been very challenging. You must be very proud of the character that the squad's developed and the quality on the pitch as well.
Yeah, no, the group of guys is absolutely awesome. I think that's really what was through some of those really tough games. So eight of the team have been through the junior section at the club. Then Dan Rowe, the senior pro, has been there since 2006. And two new guys, Steve and Cal, who have come in and given tremendous energy. So the team really are genuinely a group of friends that happen to play cricket together. And so going through those those rounds. And I think we've become even closer this year with playing twice a weekend because it's been become real thick and fast, this competition. So we're a real tight-knit group of guys, and that's kind of, I think, shown in some of those tricky situations that we've been able to kind of battle through and grind wins out on the road. In fairness, we have had good travelling support down at a lot of the grounds, but it's been great fun kind of playing with a group of mates every weekend.
Just love that. That's really what it's all about. And obviously, when you enjoy what you do, it makes it all the sweeter when it comes together. Well, I really appreciate that this is a whole squad effort, but it's got to be said, you've certainly held your end up. I think you've achieved over 333 runs, high score of 125, averaging over 55 with the bat. So a whole team, accomplishment, this massive final on Saturday, but certainly got to give credit where it's due. You've basically been amongst the stars that have helped Redbourne to this big final.
Yeah, no, I've got a few runs through third man. We've been going okay. Me and my brother at the top of the order, but I think where we've really I think there's a phrase in cricket, kind of batsmen can win you games, but bowlers and fielding wins you tournaments, and I think that's really shown this year. Our three spinners, Josh, Dan and Connor, have been absolutely outstanding with the ball, assisted brilliantly by Callum, Steve and the seamers. The bowlers have been brilliant, and they've really got us to where we are. It's batting's the easy job when it's you get the odd flat wicket, but the bowlers have been definitely the ones that have got us to where we are.
I really appreciate the straight back and humble nature of your response there. Brilliant stuff. Again, you mentioned young Connor Yorof. He has been amongst the bowling stars, picking up 16 wickets across the tournaments at 7.54 of an average. I mean, that is world-class performance from that young man. But all cricket, isn't it? If you're going to get to this level, if you're going to make a national final, it's all about partnerships, both with the bat and the bowl. Just talk to me about that aspect and how that's come to fruition in this incredible tournament run.
Yeah, so Connor has been absolutely outstanding. He's only 20, and for a leg spinner to have the control that he does is just extraordinary. He's opened the bowling a lot for us this year, which batsmen have found really tricky to face. I think leg spin and a 40-over competition where you'd like to get off to a flying start, he's been brilliant. And he has often bowled well with our other two spinners. And that kind of trio, rather than a partnership, they've been brilliant together. They kind of have hardly given any bad balls away throughout the tournament. They've been brilliant.
That is brilliant to hear, because it is one of the toughest arts in all of cricket, isn't it, wrist spin? I mean, when it's done well, you think of Shane Warne, of course you do. It's devilish, but it's so easy striving for the kind of different nuances within the wrist spinner's arsenal to lose control. And for a young man to have that almost sounding like mastery over his craft is phenomenal. But again, Will, just give us the insight. These things, obviously, there is elements of natural talent, but an also a reflection of an awful lot of hard work, isn't it, to get that level of skill?
Absolutely. And I think kind of the team, Connor and the other two spinners, Dan and Josh, they've all been through the junior section. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge, huge amount of credit has got to go to all the coaches that put in their time, director of cricket, John Pritchard, and all sorts of other people that have been for many, many years coaching down on Friday nights, on Monday nights, on Tuesday nights, really helping those guys master their techniques that way through from the juniors now praying fruition.
Do you know, I absolutely love that, because, again, a national final, and it is so brilliant. We wish you all the best. Of course, we do. But sometimes that is basically the icing on the cake. And you forget that to get that cake, first of all, you got to prepare it. Then you got to bake it. And it's then it's just the doing on the pitch. So, again, it's not just the stars like yourself and Connor and the team that's made the run, but all those unsung heroes. And from a junior level, the parents that take them there. Of course, the coaches. People that make the teas and coffees, the umpires. It's all the unsung heroes that this final is also a credit and a testimony to, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's where, in some ways, it's a shame that they can't all be there to kind of enjoy the day with us. But they're going to try their best. But yeah, I would like to, you know, take the chance to say thanks to all the committee members. This year's obviously been pretty challenging with all the admin and stuff that you have to do to get just a game of cricket on, but they've been awesome. They've made our lives as players so much easier going through the whole competition, organising a hotel for us to stay in during the last game, all the admin that's had to be done this week with kit and all the stuff. They're awesome. Chairman Anthony Morder does a brilliant job along with all the committee, and they they just make life so much easier for the players. And the support that we've received from all the other guys, we reckoned about 150 supporters travel down to Somerset a couple of weekends ago for the semi-final, and to see the smiles on their faces is kind of what makes it worthwhile. It's just been a brilliant kind of community feel to the club in the last few weeks, which has been great.
Absolutely.
And, well, not just for the last few weeks, but, you know,
long time coming, but again, a national final is super exciting. Again, this year, as you referenced, it has been an incredibly challenging one. There was concerns up until just a few weeks ago, really, that there'd be no summer cricket for understandable reasons. It's great that it's been able to occur, and obviously even better that you guys have made this national prestige final coming up on Saturday. But just give me a little bit of insight. I'm sure you could talk all day about this, about how you've had to pivot and allow training to change and adapt during this amazingly challenging year.
Yeah, no, so it's definitely been difficult. I think our mindset as a team has to be said in kind of April, May, before it kind of all got started, was that we just, we didn't think there was going to be any cricket, basically. And so it happened pretty quickly that the league got started, and then the National Cup quickly after that. And kind of after the first weekend, where our availability was pretty weak, just because people kind of hadn't expected cricket to be back. Since then, and since the National Cup started, it's been brilliant. We've just kind of been, cricket's been every, we've been, certainly the first team have been playing twice a weekend, but as a club, our availability, we run four Saturday teams, and we've regularly had over 50 people available. So there's been, people have been really keen to get back playing. In terms of training, obviously we've been in groups of six, and kind of everyone's got their allotted slot, and it's been, you know, we've had to work around that. But again, the attendance has been fantastic. I think people were so excited to get back into cricket that we've had, you know, we've had 40 people at training in some weeks, which just, you know, is awesome for a club like ours. So yeah, it's been a great summer, although we weren't necessarily, I wouldn't have expected to say that 3 months ago.
Absolutely. It could get even better come Saturday with the national final ahead,
exactly.
Taking on Herefordshire's Colwell. It's going to be a massive occasion. I'm always fascinated by this, though, because we've spoken there about the kind of the shoots of the culture that you've created and continuing to create, the kind of team ethos pulling together. I am always curious when I talk to sports people at all different levels about how things adapt, if at all, when it comes to these landmark occasions. Or is it the case that you're just going to stick to the processes that have taken you to this final, focusing on the controllables? Or is there a sense that you have to do something just subtly different for this massive occasion? Let's not forget, at the home of cricket, Lords on Saturday.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a really interesting one. I think in terms of the cricket itself, we won't change anything. We play a very good brand of cricket. I think if you watch us play, it's obvious the way we play. We're brilliant in the field, and try and hide me at short fine leg. But the bowlers, we rely, you know, we have a set game plan with our bowlers. And then the way we come out and bat, myself and my brother come pretty hard at the top. And then we look to build on top of that. And kind of not much will change in terms of the cricket. In terms of our mindset, I think we've just got to enjoy the day. It's not going to be your normal day of cricket. It's going to be quite the process of actually being at Lords. We're going to have to be quite kind of timetabled. So we're not going to have our usual warm-up. I think potentially the boys might be quite disappointed we don't get our game of football in the warm-up, which is always very competitive. But we're going to have to try and enjoy it. And then once the cricket starts, go back into our mindset. And we've won games of cricket this year from some very difficult positions.
Yeah.
And so we'll be pretty confident that we can take that kind of mentality into Lords, and it'll be no different, hopefully, on Saturday.
Absolutely. As I say, you've been road warriors, having to go through seven rounds to make it to Lords on Saturday. So you've eminently earned your place at the Place of Champions this weekend. The only non-professional match actually going to be at Lords all season in this very surreal occasion and a very weird year. So again, it's just a testimony to the importance of this grassroots National Village final. How much have you been able to observe or be aware of your opponents, Colwell, who only played four rounds making it through to their final? Ben Cook there has an average of 85. They've got Michael Gooch, who's taken eight wickets at a strong average. Have you been able to see much of them or hear much of them? Or once again, is it simply focus in on your own strengths and let things settle themselves on Saturday?
I think we'll look to focus ourselves. Obviously, it's a little challenging to exactly work out how they play from scorecards, mm-hmm. and they've obviously kind of got a little bit lucky in terms of their draw that they've gone through with only playing three games. Mm-hmm. But what it doesn't, regardless of that, they'll have had to play some good cricket to get through those national quarterfinal, semi-final stages. They're going to be a strong team, and we know that. But I think. We know that if we play our best game of cricket, we're very confident that we'll win. So we'll focus on ourselves and focus on our performance and hope things go our way on the day.
Absolutely. It's Saturday the 19th at Lords. It will be special. No questions about it. Just quickly, for me, what's been fantastic is to really just learn the narrative of this phenomenal approach to the final. Again, that strength of character. Again, that wonderful culture. Will, obviously, it's coming towards the end now of the season. But if people are listening, wanting to learn more about Redbourne and maybe get involved with you for next season, do you guys have a website that we can make people aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think I don't know the website address off the top of my head, but it'd be if you Google Redbourne CC. We're also on, of course, social media, Twitter and Instagram, Redbourne Cricket Club, if you look us up. And yeah, we're always looking for new players. Always looking for new players, and it's a brilliantly welcoming and fun club to play at. So I couldn't recommend the cricket club higher enough. And it's a beautiful ground as well, pretty flat for batsmen.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, listen, if you're an aspiring batsman, fancy getting involved with Redbourne, playing on that nice flat track, if you want to maybe learn some of the arts of wrist spin from Conor Yarov, get involved with Redbourne, find them across social media. Sadly, this big occasion is behind closed doors. But talking social media, if you want to keep involved and see how Redbourne get on this landmark occasion on Saturday, you can keep up to date across Twitter at TheCricketerNVC. I'll repeat that. At TheCricketerNVC. Also, check out Instagram at Village Cup. So, just one more time, check them out on Saturday. Keep up to date at TheCricketerNVC on Twitter, at Village Cup on Instagram. And let's see how Redbourne get on against Colwell in the National Village Cup final at Lords, Saturday the 19th. Will, I got to tell you, great talk with you. And I would like to just to take a moment in closing from myself personally, the whole team here at Verulam Sports, and everybody involved in sport here in and around Hertfordshire, sending best wishes to you for this massive occasion on Saturday. Thank you again for your time just now.